This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The second ruling by Circuit Court Judge Lee Yackel against a Texas law that would admittedly close abortion clinics has been overturned on appeal. Not only does this appeals court ruling allow the Texas law to go into effect, it certainly adds drama to November elections in Texas. Gubernatorial candidate and Attorney General Greg Abbott filed the appeal last month to uphold that law, and his opponent, Texas State Senator Wendy Davis, led filibusters and protests against the law, which would close abortion clinics unable to meet new abortion safety standards. Abortionist Ulrich Klopfer is no longer able to do abortions because he failed to submit to Indiana safety standards for surgical clinics outside hospitals. He also faces separate hearings in December and January because in two separate occasions, Klopfer failed to properly report suspected or actual statutory rape. This is Life News Radio.
Abortion is called an intrinsic ill because, unlike many other issues, there is no way to make the direct killing of the most innocent right or moral. It's why there is so much to learn about defending human life in the context of today's acceptance of illicit sex and our willingness to cover up its consequences. Each day, dozens of stories at lifenews.com not only give you the news you need, but the ability to respond well to a culture of death. Be part of a culture of life and learn more about life. Visit lifenews.com today.
Bioethicist Wesley Smith is promising a bumpy ride if attorneys for Jehi McMath are given a day in court. Smith says that if all they do is show the court that international experts agree she is not brain dead, there will be consequences for those who sought to eliminate life support. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.